at something near, though not dear, to TV critic David Bianculli's heart, the inner workings of the Nielsen rating system. Here's his review.
This episode of Nova is called Can You Believe TV Ratings? What I can't believe is that Nova, one of my favorite series, took a subject this interesting, at least to me, and turned it into something so boring and misguided. The show does a good job explaining the scientific and statistical stuff behind the national TV ratings. You know, how they're gathered by little computers called people meters, and how a sample of a mere 4,000 households can represent 93 million TV households with any degree of accuracy. But that's the easy stuff. Where it messes up is by not paying attention to either the cause or effect of TV ratings. This Nova falls into the same trap as many TV programmers. It spends way too much time looking at the numbers and too little time looking at the programs. For example, the case study Nova uses is an ABC sitcom called Good and Evil. The show premiered last fall and was canceled shortly thereafter. It was the one where Terry Garr played a rich bitch and Mark Blankfield played a very clumsy blind man. Before Good and Evil premiered, Nova talked to the show's creator, its director, and its executive producers, all of whom went on and on about how daring and different the show was. Then, when it sank like a stone, Nova drew the moral that the rating system, which seems to favor familiarity over innovation, killed it. Here's the Nova narrator, Tony Khan, making their case.
Good and Evil was a brave attempt to be a little different.
Are you choking?
That died because of poor ratings. It may also have been a terrible show, but there's always a chance that it had a solid audience out there. Only they forgot to press the buttons on their people meters.
Now hold it right there. Good and Evil brave? How? By insulting blind people? By having a fire sale on unfunny sexual innuendo? On Nova, the question of quality is mentioned only at the very end, and with about as much sincerity and emphasis as toy commercials tack on the phrase, each sold separately. There's no doubt about it, folks. Good and Evil was a terrible show. And if it got low ratings and deserved them, how does that damn the rating system? Northern Exposure is daring and different, and it's a top 20 hit. Twin Peaks was daring, but its ratings kept dropping, even though its quality didn't. The problem is the TV executives use ratings not as a measurement tool, but as a final judge. And that, by programming in search of the largest possible ratings, TV producers and networks often underestimate the intelligence and taste of the audience. Here's the most reprehensible remark in the whole program, courtesy of a TV research expert.
But I believe that success in television is the absence of negatives, far more than it is the delivery of just wildly positive pluses. I'm talking about when you do actually generate discomfort, strong negatives. I can't relate to that. That's not a situation where people would behave that way. Well, you create negatives, you are creating a problem for yourself.
If the major networks buy that line of logic, they won't be major networks much longer. The key to maintaining audience is to make the best possible shows, something that on this particular occasion, Nova failed to do.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.